How to Train Your Parents, written by Pete Johnson and read by Chris Marshall.
Arriving in Swatsville. Monday, January the 7th. I think I've arrived somewhere weird. Started at my new school today. I was met by this moth-eaten old geezer who said he was the headmaster. He's about 108, has one huge eyebrow and spits a lot. Had to wipe my face down after he'd gone. I was soaked through. He told me 4 times how lucky I was to come to his school, and he kept getting my name wrong. It's Louis, pronounced Louis, not as he said it, Lewis. But I didn't say anything. I was a bit scared of that eyebrow. Next, I met my form teacher, Mr. Wormold, a helmet-fringed weasel who said he hoped I'd be a credit to the school, but was already looking distinctly doubtful about this. Then he introduced me to the class. They all stared at this diddy boy with an onion-shaped head and brown, spiky hair. I got all nervous. Now, whenever I'm nervous, I start talking in an Australian accent. So I said to them, "G'day to you, possums." They just gaped at me in silence. I sat down next to this boy called Theo. I'd met him briefly the day we moved here. He lives in a massive house at the top of my road. He asked me if I was really Australian. "Only in the mornings," I replied. Not a flicker of a smile crossed his face. Looking around the classroom, I quickly spotted there weren't any girls here. I'm observant like that. And although most girls annoy me, I do sort of miss seeing them around the place. Also, there were only 20 pupils in the class, and that's not nearly enough. At my old school, there were practically double that number. My first lesson was English. The teacher was giving back some projects from last term, and the tension was just incredible. You'd have thought they were all waiting for their lottery results. Then at break time, Theo's mobile went off. It was, of all people, his dad. He was ringing to see how Theo had got on with his project. Theo had actually got the best grade in the class, A-. "Hearing that would put a smile on my dad's face," he said proudly. "If my dad rang me at school, he wouldn't be smiling for long, I can tell you." After school, Theo had to rush off because of his French horn lesson. Just about everyone else in my class was beetling off for an extra lesson in something gruesome. Have I landed in Swatsville, dear diary? Tuesday, January the 8th. Advantages of moving here. 1. My bedroom hasn't got that funny, cheesy smell which my old one had. This is because I don't have to share with a loathsome, whiny midget called Elliot anymore. 2. That's it. Disadvantages of moving here. 1. I wasn't consulted. Last November, my relics just announced we're moving closer to London, as Dad had been offered this new job right out of the blue. "It's the chance of a lifetime," he announced. "And at my advanced age too," he added, as a sort of joke. And that was it. He didn't even bother to ask if I'd mind moving hundreds of miles away. 2. I'd lived at my old house all my life, 12 whole years, and really didn't want to leave. 3. I hated leaving all my old mates behind. 4. Every day at my new school lasts for 3 centuries. 5. Laughing is against the law there. 6. I'm only at that school because Dad's new boss is very chummy with one of the governors. My parents don't know that I overheard them saying all this. 7. I feel dead lonely. 8. Too depressing to list anymore. Wednesday, January the 9th. The neighbours here are a right misery. After school this afternoon, I was playing a game of footy by myself in the back garden when the woman next door rang up to complain about all the noise I was making. She said I was stopping Olympia from concentrating on her work. Olympia's 5 years old!